Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored by the Glux, in memory of Effie's mom, Golda Bracha Bas Shalom Shabtai, and we are in Masechta Eruvin, and we are in the third parak Mishnah test. We'll also start the fourth parak as well. Rav Dosa ben Harkonos used to say, over the Fneativa Rosh Hashanah Shal Yantiv Omer, when you daven on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day you say, Hachal Yitzenu Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh Emayomim Lamachar Hashem, you should strengthen us on this Rosh Chodesh. Thus implying, not as we do, that you should highlight Rosh Chodesh as one of the aspects of the day of Rosh Hashanah, and also the understanding that one of the two days is Rosh Hashanah, because Rav Dosa ben Harkonos is of the opinion that this is what we call Machzik Kishikra, it would make us look like a liar. And below Hodu Lo Chachamim, the Chachamim disagreed, because in their opinion, Rosh Chodesh isn't a separation. We refer to Rosh Hashanah as Yom HaZikaron. Yom HaZikaron includes both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And in the process, they say that we don't get into any sort of difficulty whatsoever. Rosh Chodesh is referred to as a Zikaron. Rosh Hashanah is referred to as a Zikaron. And it has one long Kedusha, because in the opinion of the Chachamim, this is what we call a Yom Arichta. Now, in the fourth parak, we continue with our discussion of Tchumen. But what happens with the person who's outside his Tchum on Shabbos? And so the Mishnah says, Mishol Tziov de Kochabim, let's say somebody was taken out of his Tchum by non-Jews, or he lost his mind. And he realized when he came back to his mind that he had left the city. So Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos, he only gets four Amos, which he's allowed to move in. If the spirit moves him back in, or the goyim move him back in, it's as if he didn't leave. Had he come back intentionally, he would not be allowed to move Arba Amos. If he left the Tchum intentionally, he'd not be allowed to move Arba Amos, even if he's brought in against his will. Now, holy chuli iracheres, what if the evil spirit or the Avodah Zarah took him out to another city, which is surrounded by walls, or Nasnu Badir Basar, or they put him in a pen or some sort of prison. In other words, these things are bigger than four amos used to hold animals. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omri Mahalach Eskula, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say he can move around the entire area, because the enclosed area is treated like Dalet Amos, right? Chatzeru Shal Adam is Dalet Amos, and that's the way he is treated, right? Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva Omrim, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva says, no, he's only entitled to Arba Amos. Ma'isa Shabo Mi Parnedisin, there's a story that happened, you know, the people came from Parnedisin, V'fligas V'nasim Bayam, their ship was driven out to sea, to beyond the point of the Tchum. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hilchu Eskula, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, look, now that even though we're beyond the Tchum, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said they could walk the entire ship with their shita, that if you're in an enclosed area, you can walk the entire enclosure. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva Ozazim Yarba Amos, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva stayed within Daralad Amos, because they were saying, Sharatzu Lachmir Atzman, they were of the opinion that they wanted to follow their view, that even in the enclosed area, you only get Arba Amos. In other words, a person can't walk more than four Amos in a stationary ship outside his Tchum. And so they were strict and machmer in that situation. We'll stop here. We'll continue with some more about this famous trip when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.